$76 cada mes. Tú puedes swampland in Florida, man. You know, it's like strudel. You know, the top is hard and the rest is soft.
He's not that fluent, you say?
No, man. No, this guy. No. You know, this guy is like, you know.
It's pretty funny though, because Ponch has a punch.
That's right.
Ponch has a punch.
Well, I'm trying to think. Was Freddie Prinze Mexican?
Freddie Prinze was
Hispanic of some sort.
Puerto Rican, Hungarian.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of one Mexican guy beside you.
The guy from The Real McCoys, Pepino.
Yeah, he was good. I don't even think he was really Mexican.
He was good.
I was a big fan of him.
He was good.
Carlos Mencia, right?
Carlos Mencia?
Who was that?
I check his lineage, too.
Oh, yeah. Someone told me you have a feud with this guy. No, I think I had him on my show.
The Mind of Mencia. That's what you're talking about.
You have a feud with him, right?
I don't know if it's much a feud as...
Didn't you punch him out or something?
Yeah, I did.
You did? What happened? Tell me.
Much a feud. Well, you know, the guy was pretty liberal with some of the material, you know. And
this is a comedian?
He had an HBO one-night stand that I think had like... We counted 13 minutes of my material on it. And
wow.
We contacted HBO, and I think they pulled it for a while. But, you know, the guy is like Honduran, German, you know.
Hit the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, why would you pretend to me, you know, why not go for Basque or Sweden, you know?
You're saying this guy you're having a feud with.
It's not really a feud. I mean, I think I won.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So this guy, he pretends to be Mexican. Is that really true?
I think so. I don't
know.
Wow.
Suddenly it's hip to be Mexican.
You know.
He had a career. It was going nowhere. He goes, I know what I'll do.
No, I think he had that intention from the beginning that he was going to play Mexican.
Now, why did you punch him out? Why didn't that happen?
He just had enough of the material, man. So at the Laugh Factory, you know, I kind of picked him up, slammed him against the wall, and
now you are the guy, of course, who was anxious to see other Mexican performers achieve and get on television.
No, I'm not actually.
Oh, you're not.
No.
Oh,
really?
No, I mean, I'm not looking for anybody to come in.
You think
come
one in is enough?
you're into promoting Latino. You'd like to see more...
Well, I'd like to see more actors. I'd like to see less comedians.
Oh, I see. That's smart. Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Well, you want to help somebody out. Like, a guy came to my show, and he was a comedian from New York. I'm like, why the hell do I want to meet this dude?
Yeah, what? Maybe he's better than me.
I seen Carlito's Way. He gets shot in the end.
Right.
Want to help anybody out. Let him struggle like I did.
Oh, my.
Goddamn right.
Right?
See George Lopez. On George Lopez, premiering Wednesday, October 5th at 8 p.m. on ABC.
I won't be at Grand Central Station with the cast of How I Met My Mother shaking hands while people get off the train. That's when you know you're hurting, man. If you got to go out and make a... That's some old vaudeville days. Hey, we're at the Warwick Theater tonight. How are you?
You don't have a sandwich?